11 going on 40. Hello. I was about to say, okay, there you go.
All right. All right.
Let me just make sure we are recording. Yes, we are. So I do a DC later. You know, I usually just record through the anchor. But a lot of, you know, a lot of the people that I'm blessed to just interact with love to do the Zoom. And I'm like, hey, whatever works, you know. so it worked good for me. Again, really excited to have you guys. So I just want to make sure that we can hear. Is there any delays? Or can you guys hear?
I think everything? I counted. Yeah, we had just a small little audio snafu, and I think we are all good now. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2. Can you still hear us?
I can hear you.
All right, there we go. Okay. We're all good now. Okay. There we go.
All my little thingies on. Okay, my sister, she's there. She's my technology person. She's explaining how to get the recording. Usually, she's doing all of this. Okay, we are in we're at Eastern Standard Time.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of midday. You know, we're just gonna make it work. And if you guys want to record on your end, you're more than welcome to record on your end, stream it. what I usually do is after I do the podcast, I usually load it to my YouTube page, which is the same name as the podcast. That way, those who don't join in the audio, they do need to join in through YouTube. So if that's okay with you all, you know, I'll do that as well. Usually within the next, it takes me about a to get those in audio. But if that's okay with you guys, then I will load it to the podcast YouTube channel. If not, it will just stay on Anchor, and Anchor is a stream where this particular podcast to about 15 podcast platforms.
Okay,
that's great. Yeah. The only request that I would have is just that if you would just tag our Instagram account, that would be it. It'd just be like Snooty Vegans, and you can reach them at Instagram at, and then that'd be perfect.
Absolutely, I love you guys. Let me just tell you. Okay. And I've been, you know, blessed to be plant-based almost 25 years now. Pretty much my whole life.
Wow.
Now it's gotten a lot better. You know, all the different options. Although, you know, I like the more garden option. You know, I love going out, grabbing stuff from the garden, just coming in and cooking it. Love that. But I also love my absolute favorites that I have. You know, my cook stuff is what I call it, because I'm one of them. I do love to cook, but I'm one of them 30, 45 minute cooks, and I like to have, you know, a full course meal. But before we get to it, because as you guys see, why I kind of catch you, we will talk, all right?
That's this one.
I like the spirit of conversation.
He
you know,
he's very good at it. I add a little bit of humor and a little bit of, okay, now.
See, my grandmother would have learned. My grandmother used to say, listen, baby, if people say you talk too much, you got a lot to say. I said, well, all right then.
That's right.
But before we get started, as I did share with you, I love to promote positivity. I love to our people that are, you know, beautiful things that are, you know, positive, productive, that's about love and life and health and family. Like, I truly do love that. So before I start the podcast, I truly, of course, give all praise and honor to the Most High. And allowed to be able to be here another day to share and interact with you on a positive note. You know? And I think a lot of that needs to be spread a lot more than it is, you know, that we do enjoy happiness and health and positivity, love and other, you know. So I truly love that. So I'm going to start just the first couple of seconds. Like I said, I like to promote, again, young people that are out there and they're doing it and they're positive. I truly love that. And then we'll go ahead and get started and let you guys introduce yourself. And I'm just waiting to hear him say, good morning, Snoop. I so didn't said that. So, so I'm just gonna do that real quick. But if you guys have anything you want to just add to real quick before we just showcase this beautiful artist.
Can I have like 10 seconds? I just got to get some chapstick because I don't want to be licking my lips and then looking like LL Cool J in the middle of the stream.
You can pick Kairos.
Just give you 5 seconds. Yeah.
You got it.
I was like, what is he doing? Yeah, I'm very excited.
Go ahead, please. Like I said, you guys are very excited.
I'm very excited to be here and to share with you guys this morning. We're pretty, is it okay that we're like, you know, we have like a very interesting sense of humor. We're pretty, is that okay? Or
totally okay.
Okay, I was like, we kind of joke around a little bit.
Okay. There we go.
Okay.
There you All go. Right.
He about to make me grab my shave button.
I almost gave him some of my chapstick, but I was like, well, we're not filming yet.
So he got to share. That's what it's about now.
Right? Love. Yeah. Oh my God, I gotta share my chapstick.
I got chapstick.
If you got it, we got it. That's all. Right. All right. So, and real quick, is there anything, my brother, that you would like to just, share as well real quick? Your beautiful queen, she's already shared how excited you guys are, how funny you guys are.
I said we have a kind of interesting sense of humor sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely an acquired taste at times, but we just have a lot of fun. You know, we approach it like sometimes we're the only ones in the room and we just try to give off the energy that we want everybody else to live off of. And
that's right.
Just, you know, set the tone by us doing it. We're the type of people that are the first to walk onto the dance floor. Like, that's
okay.
Yeah, you know, we'd be over there getting a little jam on, and then we'd be like, you know, you want to come on out here and get some of this. Yeah. Exactly.
I love that. I absolutely love that, you know, because like I like to share with people, the easiest thing you can do is be yourself. It's the easiest thing you can do because it's you, you know, like I'm known to, you know, people say I talk a lot. I got a lot of energy and I have people here say, well, what are you going to do with it? What do you mean what I'm going to do with it? I'm going to keep on going until the energy is gone. So I love that you said that about the energy and sharing your energy with others. Mm-hmm. And that's really what it's about, because it's when we allow others who don't kind of mesh with that energy, that's kind of where actually conflict comes from. You know, a lot of it comes from a mismatch, you know, energy and vibrations, a lot of that comes from that. So listen, I tell people all the time, listen, I'm me, it's the only thing I can be. So, you know, you like it? I'm going to still say,
nice talking to you, be blessed.
That's right, I'll still keep it moving and send you on your way with a nice little smile.
That's right. Yeah. I'm like, and a carrot. No, I'm kidding.
If there's any like one other thing, Michael Clare is by far the voice of reason to my kind of like all over the place. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely the dude that's like squirrel. Yeah. she reins me in and was like, I need you to focus and be right here.
That's right. That's what's called being one is about. That's being one right there. That's the balance right there, you know. And listen, I'm with you. So she might be keeping us both balanced today, because if you
I know I'm gonna be like, all right now.
that's the beauty about coming together in a positive form of unity, is because listen, we all got to be able to vibe off each other and have that balance, because, you know, although I don't have the young prince that I was sharing with you about, my dog is still here who thinks he's a cat. So I'm just gonna put that out there. So if y'all hear him and like, he might be trying to, you know, get my attention, you might hear a little whine. It's a dog that doesn't know it's a dog.
All right, we got
That's how I'm gonna share.
Hey, I'm cool with it. Just let me know when he starts meowing, just so I can, you know, get right. I need to get ready.
I want to hear that. I'm like that on camera. I want to see that. He's meowing.
Like, this is funny. Absolutely. So, Okay, y'all, because as y'all can see, like I said, I'll get going on the topic and we'll be gone. But the topic that we're going to talk about today, with which I did share the topic, is it's a part two, because I already actually did a podcast to this particular topic. But really, it is, does what you eat really matter? And we're going to do part two with you guys, because I think a lot of people have so many misconceptions about what it means to be vegan, about, you know, what it means, you know, oh, you don't got no seasoning in your food. I'm like, all seasoning is like, what are you talking about? I have lots of seasoning. So we're going to, you know, prayerfully be able to touch on some of those misconceptions, as well as, you know, I do have just a few questions that I want to ask you guys, as well as you guys share your transition, your journey. And I'm telling you, it's really beautiful. And I got to say that it's really a beautiful journey when you eat to live and not live to eat. That's and there is a difference. And I think a lot of people understand that, you know, there really is a difference. So real quick, because I'm like my brother over here, I'll be all over the place. I just want to share this beautiful young brother here. And let me just make sure I get his name right. Nathaniel Shalom, and he has a song called More Life. And nice. And I was listening to it the other day, someone else shared it with me, and I said, oh my goodness, that's a great song. So again, just loving to share positive songs, you know, songs that give you that life, that give you that energy, because there's a lot of music out here that, listen, I wouldn't even let my radio play. So I'm gonna go ahead and share this real quick. Again, this brother is Nathan Shalom. Just a few seconds ago. More life and more blessings. Yes, hallelujah. God, that is beautiful. That's Nathan Shalom. He said, more life and more blessings. Stop giving away to stress. Because a lot of times, the things that we stress about, it really takes away from our life. You know, I think people misunderstand the fact that time is the one thing that you can't get back. It's the biggest, most valuable commodity, you know, in the world, I'm going to say, because if we waste our time, our life, our energy on stress, on problems that we can't handle or solve at the moment, we will lose a lot of life, you know, and I believe we have life for a reason. We have it to live, you know, to enjoy with each other, and to really spread, which I really love that the brother said, your energy, you know, that you're spreading who you are, what you are, your life. You guys are publicly sharing a journey that you went on, which I love that my beautiful sister said when I read one of the posts and she expressed her love for you and expressed how beautiful it was to not only have somebody like that to love, but to go a better life, better health together. That is amazing. I just want to say that. That's amazing. I love that. I'm telling you, I love you guys, you know, and I just got hit to you guys like probably about a couple of weeks ago with you guys and through somebody else. And I'm like, the name just caught me. I'm like, Snooty Vegans. I'm like, that is so like, I love it. Oh, that was you. That was you.
She said the name, and I was like, oh, yeah, we got to run with
it. Like, that's us.
It is.
That was so amazing. So, real quick, so I want to open the floor to you guys and share that. Just share exactly that. How you guys even got to the point of saying, listen, we have got to change and get better our life, our, you know, ourselves, and then, you know, to the journey, because I'm looking at you guys and you guys look so beautiful, so fresh, so young, so full of life. And this sister's smile right here is just, oh, it's so beautiful. Like, I love it. And I love to see that. I love to see people happy, healthy, and flourishing in goodness, you know, because it is a lot out here for us. And then I tell people all the time, you don't want no goodness and positivity, I'll take it. I'll take extra doses of it. So please, the floor is definitely open to you guys to just go ahead and share what, first of all, what got you to the point of wanting to even transition to vegan and then to do it together?
Please.
Okay.
Please.
Yeah, there's so much. It's been such an amazing journey. So I'll start with that. And then, like you had mentioned, like to do it with somebody and to do it with, like, I won't say my better half, because we're both amazing. And it's like he makes me better, but he's not half of me. We're both holes. And then we just have come together to go on this journey together. So he's absolutely amazing. And I just want to say thank you to him for supporting me in everything that I've always done and continue to do. So about 2 years ago, 3 years ago, I went to do my annual physical. And one of the numbers that came back kind of concerning was my blood pressure. So the doctor kind of looked at me kind of nonchalantly and was telling me, you know, you're on the road to medication for your blood pressure. So that was very disturbing to me. I knew, like, my weight fluctuates a little bit, you know, as I get older, it's been a little more difficult to maintain a weight that's pretty good, you know, that's good for my body to maintain a healthy weight. So I came home, you know, and I was talking to him about it, and I was pretty upset because I don't want to be somebody that has to rely on medication in order to have a healthy body. That just was something that I just was very distraught about. And I was like, well, what can we do in order for me to kind of curb this so it doesn't go down a path of not being able to return from? So I know for me, that initially was my scare. And that's my story as far as like what really made me commit, like fully commit versus like here and there eating a little better and then going back to, you know, going back to, you know, not so good. So that was what, you know, what was comfortable for me at the time, not knowing any different and not knowing how I would feel and the benefits and the energy that comes from being a vegan, which I'm sure we'll go into later. But that's my story as far as like what made us initially transition for me or look for a different eating lifestyle.
Yeah. You really set the tone with that, because then what we started eating started changing. We weren't full blown vegan at the time, but we definitely were incorporating a lot more vegetables and just being more mindful with some of the things that we were eating. So this is kind of like, this is the thing for us. So for me, so holiday season here, right?
Oh, that's right.
So holiday season here, and we've been doing all right, you know, walking, exercising, yoga. Fitness was decent, but then we were like, man, we're gonna enjoy ourselves like completely. So we were like, we're just gonna take a couple months off. So we took a couple months off. Like it was only, here's the thing, it was only 2 months. Before we did this, we were like in probably some of the best shape that we had been in a very long time. Yes. Right. I mean, we worked hard, like we fought for that.
Yes.
We fought.
Yes.
And we were like, we are going to take these 2 months off. Yo, let me tell you, that slide down that hill, whoa, it was bad. It was horrible. I gained like 20 pounds in 2 months.
He did.
I gained 20 pounds in 2 months. And then I went and got my annual and I got my numbers back. And then that's when it got real. Yeah. Like my numbers were crazy. Well, not crazy. You know how like when you're driving your car and that check engine light comes on? Yeah, that's what it was. It wasn't, stuff wasn't broken yet. But it's like, oh, it's about to break. And my physician was like, you know, you're not at the point where you need to be terrified, but you need to start making some choices. Mm. And I showed Michael Claire my numbers and she was like, yeah, I mean, because there's a lot of things that run in my family. Well, being people of color, you know, there's a lot of things that run in our family. Right. And in mine, a big one is high blood pressure. Diabetes is really big. Colon cancer runs in my family. High blood pressure, I think I just said hypertension. And so it's like I'm fighting genetics, right? I'm fighting a bit of nature. So it's like, what do you do? What can I do to slow things down? Because there are things that you're just going to be presented with. That's just what it is. And all you can do is try to put your body in the best position so that you can live the best life that you possibly can. But you can't just like throw your hands in the air and just be like, whatever.
That's right.
And I wasn't about to do that. And Michael Claire absolutely wasn't allowing me to do that. So we were like, okay, let's make some changes. And she said, all right, so let's try vegan. She was like, let's try it for like, you know, a couple of weeks. I was like, no, we're gonna do this for a month.
I even said, let's do like meatless Mondays so you can kind of wait. Because he and Bacon were like skipping down the road together, hand in hand.
Like one and one.
So I said, let's meet this Mondays. And he was like, what? And then I said, well, maybe we'll do a week. And this man said, let's do a month. I said, oh, okay. Because I've dabbled with, you know, I've been a vegan previously. I've been a vegetarian for like 7 years in the past. But I mean, as far as like it becoming a lifestyle, that had never come to existence. So that was, but when this man said a month, I was like, oh, we're here now.
No half measures. If you're going to do something, do it. You know, if you're going to do it,
that's right.
I think one of the things that makes our journey interesting in the learning curve that we've had to go over is that Michael Claire is very good at anything she sets her mind to, and she's already kind of gone down this path before. I am the resistance. I grew up in Tennessee. I lived in the South my whole life. You know, soul food, high cholesterol food, salt. Bacon, all that. That's me. That's what I do. I love that. So I am, to me, I think I am the perfect example of somebody that would never consider this as an idea. And it changed me.
That's so beautiful. What I love is you guys both mentioned some really amazing monumental things, right? And I love how he says, my Claire, oh my gosh, we are totally going to have to come back and do a whole nother episode about that real black love. You know what I'm saying? that's cute, right? But, you know, you guys mentioned so many things, you know, and it's interesting that it takes something to get our attention. But when that particular thing does get our attention, something you said is about how if you want to do it, do it. You know, and I think a lot of times that's where, you know, we as a people is where we kind of get, I don't want to use the word misconstrued, but I'll say where we get off balance is because we think, oh, I'm just going to do, you know, Meatless Mondays, like you said, or I'm just going to do Taco Tuesdays and, you know, and then that's it. But when you give to your body, you also have to give your body. In other words, fitness matters. Fitness matters. You've got to keep that body moving. People think that, oh, if I transition to plant-based or vegan, you know, or pescatarian, whatever the other, you know, things that are out there, then that's all they have to do. No, your body needs to be moving. It has to be functioning. You got to get that blood flowing. And if people only understood that proper blood flow can actually reverse a lot of different diseases and ailments that we have, which is also what food does. Food is life. Food is medicine. You know, I'm a Bible-based person, so I believe what the scriptures say when it says that let every herb bearing seed and food be to your medicine, to your medicine. And, you know, you mentioned something about this thing that we have, you know, the soul food. And yeah, but what people ain't telling you is what comes with that. You know, a lot of the things that come with that, the obesity, the high blood pressure. If you, I'm telling you, I know somebody today where the doctor told them, listen, because you're eating this, this is what's going on with your body. Because you're doing this, this is, if you stop, then I won't have to operate. And all you got to do is, you know, eat fresh vegetables, etc. The person told the doctor, we're going and operate. Mm-hmm. I said, what? Mm-hmm. Are you serious? You mean to tell me that is more important than your health? And it's because a lot of us are just, it is what it is. We're slaves to our belly. We're slaves to our belly. And we are addicted to what is in the food. We're addicted to the sugars. We're addicted to all the commercials that promote the Big Mac, you know, or the come get your, you know, your greasy chicken with that's been fried in for you that's 8 months old, you know, and that's okay because it's healthy for you because it's chicken. Like, no, miss me with that. You know what I'm saying? Listen, I work in the food industry, okay? And I'll tell you this. If people really understood that your body is a live, living thing, and it needs fresh, live foods to keep the blood healthy, to keep your organs and limbs functioning, you know? I also love, what I love about the whole plant-based vegan lifestyle is it's just that, it's a lifestyle. Yes. You have to choose to live it, you really do. And you have to choose to say, you know, and it is a fight. It is a fight. Now, I'll be honest, There's only so much I can say about the back and forth because, again, I've been plant-based, you know, pretty much my whole life, you know, almost 25 years. So some of the things I really can't compare when people say, oh, you know, you've never had a burger. Well, no, I haven't. So I can't really say, you know, oh, that, you know, when people say that don't taste like meat. And I'm like, well, it tastes like it in my mind. In my mind, that's what it
is. That's what it tastes like. Yeah,
exactly. But a lot of these things we can actually overcome by simply changing what we eat. And that is the question, you know, that is just out there on the floor. Because people say, oh, well, what you eat don't really matter. So with you guys even sharing that journey, right? You spoke about how certain things came back from the doctor, certain things talking about, you know, like, your blood pressure, and you said you were like on a cusp of getting certain things. Mm-hmm. You guys believe this, and I mean, do you really believe this, like with your heart, with your mind? Like, do you honestly believe that what you eat matters? And if you do believe that, please share why.
Absolutely. 200%. 200%. Here's the thing, and here's a harsh, real truth about my experience. Okay, so when we first started, to me, I started thinking about the look of everything. And I'm like, oh man, I'm about to shake all this weight. You know, I'm about to start looking like an Adonis, walk around with a shirt on my chest, my shirt out.
Which he does, by the way.
But the truth of the matter is that did not happen.
Not initially.
And I was a little, we even had a talk, because we have our little chats, we talk a lot. And I was like, I'm a little disappointed that the look didn't come from the eating. Mm-hmm. And then she said the most important thing, she was like, well, how do you feel? And the way that I felt was night and day. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm talking about breathing better. My joints weren't hurting nowhere near as much. The amount of energy that I had, clarity of thought, because that's a thing, because my mind kind of goes all over the place. I get distracted very, very easily, and I can tell the difference just in the food that I was able to focus a lot easier. It's little things like that, and I realized that held way more power to me than the aesthetics of it all. Mm. And then I was like, that's it. That's my why. Mm-hmm. I repurposed my why for why I'm doing this. It wasn't to look the part. It's how I felt, and it's undeniable. It's absolutely undeniable. Mm-hmm. You wake up in the morning and you're good. You're ready to go.
Energy off the roof, right?
but then I got like another surprise, and that was like after about 8 weeks in, that's when I started really noticing like the physical changes. It took time for the physical changes to come, but the feeling, the healthy feeling inside came very quickly, very, very, and I was surprised by how quickly that came.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember the question because you be rambling on it.
I'm like, what? Good, didn't he? Y'all should stop interviewing.
I know. I'd be like, whoa, you're talking too much.
No, you're talking. I love it. And it's awesome and wonderful.
Yes. Awesome. Everything. But it was, you know, like, does what you eat really matter? And yes, if you believe that it does, explain why you believe that it does. And if you believe that it don't, you know, explain that as well.
Oh, it does. It does. Perfect example for me. The way that we were eating before, and I had talked about the blood pressure. So the older that I've gotten, I started to get headaches a lot. And I started to get these, like, at least once a month, I would get these migraines and I would be very ill, almost like, I hate to say bedridden, but I was almost like bedridden for like a day out of every single month. And I didn't really know like what to attribute that to. Right. But I know that the blood pressure played a part. I know that the stress played a part. I know that, you know, just different things on my personal journey that I've been going through and the pandemic, you know, all of that played a part. So then once we transitioned to a vegan lifestyle, like literally I may have an occasional light headache here and there just because, you know, life. But I don't have that. That has not happened to me since we transitioned. And he used to be very, very worried about that. It was a lot. Yeah. So that hasn't happened. When he talks about clarity, I think I mean, an energy. I'm always up between like 5:30 and 6 anyway. But I'm up. I'm cooking. You know, I got my headphones on. I'm listening to music. I'm getting our son ready for school. I'm riding the Peloton. I'm painting some murals. I'm doing cakes. I'm literally like from sun up to sundown, which for me is like 9 o'clock at night. But anyway, I'm literally on the go. But I'm not. My body isn't tired. My spirit isn't tired. I'm gonna be honest with you. Like, it gives me the energy to deal with what comes in the day.
Yeah.
And that is what I love most about it, because you never know what's coming in the day.
Yeah.
But it gives me the energy to deal with come what may. And that is I love. And I can't lie, this man, like, he's glowing, like he glows, like his skin is like he's beautiful. He's always been beautiful to me, but literally this man is glowing, and it's amazing to see. And I just love to see his energy and his light through all of it. And that keeps me going and motivated because of what it's done for him.
That is beautiful. And it's something that you know, that you actually said is because of, well, you both said it, because of what's going on in the inside. Mm-hmm. If people don't, you know, understand that, you start to heal from the inside. That's where you're actually healthy at. The outside is just a product of what's going on in the inside. Exactly. So when you're feeling good inside, you're healthy, your organs are functioning. Yes, you're going to start to look better. You're going to start to look younger. Your skin's going to start to flourish because your body has proper oxygen, because now it has the proper balance, because it's not working as hard to digest food that is too much for the body, whether people or not. I'm going to say it. Listen, eating meat and eating all those greasy and oily foods, and I still eat fried foods, but I properly fry my food now. I know what oils to fry them in. Mm-hmm. But when you are consumed with fat back and lard, and you're consumed with different type of meats, these things clog up your organs, your limbs, and your body cannot properly function. Which is why we start to have obesity, start to have certain functions, and our body starts to break down. And I really love how you guys look, you know, like physically, like you guys are so beautiful. Like, and I mean, like the joy and the energy of the fact that you can fully live, and you have a beautiful prince that you are raising that can now know that his health is important. And he can grow and flourish, and all his organs and limbs can be functioning and working. His mind can be functioning, you know? Like, people think that, you know, like, your limbs aren't important. If your arm isn't functioning properly, it lacks you whatever you need to do for that day. If you got pain in your leg, you know, you can't get up and walk. Like, your limbs are just as important to a proper functioning. And I totally agree with you guys, like 100 million% is that it starts with the inside, you know, it starts with going on with the inside. But before we get to the next question, I really want to, I'm trying to think of what the word is. I want to celebrate you guys. That's the best word I can think of, because it's so beautiful to see young people like yourselves that is loving and flourishing. Like, seriously, you know, that's young. You guys are flourishing, and you guys are flourishing together. And I think that is beautiful, because as your son gets to see what it is to function in a properly healthy, and I don't just mean food, but healthy in relationships, healthy in mind, healthy in your environment, gets to see that, going to pass that on, you know? And then he's going to, you know, say, like, sometimes you talk with people. I was talking to actually my nieces the other day, and they're 9 and 10. And we were talking about marriage. And they were like, oh, no, never, I will never. And I'm like, well, why? It's so amazing, you know, when you get older. And I told them at 40 that, you know, I will allow it, you know.
So 40, 45 for our son.
Uh-huh. I'm trailing right behind you guys right now. That's what I tell people. I tell people, look, 40 is the new me. That's what I tell people. You know, people say 40 is the new 20. No, 40 is the new 40, okay? That's how you got to do it. You know, straight up, I ain't trying to go backwards, you know. I'm trying to keep going.
Right? It was a lot of work to get here.
I earned this right to be here. Yes.
You know. Absolutely. You know, but I truly celebrate you guys, man. I love everything that you're doing. I love your brand, and I pray that it flourishes beyond what you guys can even imagine, because you are setting an example. And here's the thing about an example, because anybody can be an example, but when you are a positive, productive, beneficial example, it supersedes anything else that other people are doing. You know, people, they jump on a bandwagon. I always tell people, I was vegan way before it was cool, okay? Which probably, you know, again, tells a lot about my age, but that's all right, because I'd be embracing it. I'd be like, yes, that's right, you know? But it's beautiful that you guys can celebrate a life of health and mind, body, and spirit together. You know, and you guys, the way that you guys flow, your energy, your looks, your smiles, your words, that is something that needs to truly be spread abroad, because other people need to catch on to that. You know what I'm saying? That it needs to be a contagious thing. You know, everybody talking all this contagiousness going on. Be contagious with that. Be contagious with some positivity, you know, and that's how we should just structure our whole environment areas of our lives. So I truly do just want to celebrate you guys. I absolutely love Snooty Vegans. I'm telling y'all, I get a kick out when I saw that video when y'all was doing the games and he was like, "Hello, Snoots." I out. I said, "This is the funniest, cutest thing I have ever seen." I love it, love it, love it. So I know, you know, we are all over the place and we're talking about so many things. We might have to do a part three, y'all. But I want y'all to share that. I want y'all to share how not only did you come up with the name Snooty Vegans, how it came about, but what made you guys say, we have got to share this. We have got to share this, you know. And again, I'm telling y'all, that's the Snooty Vegan. Yo, that's it. I'm telling you, I love it. Hello, Snooks. Oh my goodness, it's so hilarious. Okay, so just share that. How, first and foremost, how the name Snooty Vegan came about. I want to know which one of y'all thought of good morning, Snoots. Y'all got to let me know. That is hilarious. I love that. But just the name. Oh. Yo, when I say that's how you get people's attention, by things that are catchy. It just is what it is. That's how the mind works. And I promise you, if I ain't go through the whole day talking about some hello, Snoots. Oh my goodness. And then was like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I just need to go, you know. And it's funny because I'm not a huge Instagram person. So I jump on, you know, I do my posts because I have several pages with several little businesses going on. So I jump on, do that, and I'm usually right back off, you know, unless I'm answering questions, something like that. And somebody said something about some Snooty Vegan, and I'm like, okay, that is too cute. What is that? Let me see what that is. And then I go to the page and I see these beautiful, young, melanated people. Oh my gosh, I was so happy, y'all. I was like, yeah, woo, woo. You know? I was so happy to just see, because there is a lot of misconceptions about what it means to be vegan, or what you're lacking, what you're not getting, what you gotta give up. But people always talk about what you gotta give up. They never talk about what you gain.
Right.
What you gain. So we'll you know, get into that prayer for you. You guys can actually maybe just go right to that. But I want you guys to share how you came up with the name, what made you pick the name, who came up with the Snoots, and I love that so much. And what
you made are you the guys full mastermind. You, well, no, this is, well, I'm just happy to be aboard the team. That's
you
all.
Ride.
No. He's amazing. He's very amazing with it too. But I'm trying. Here's the best part. And we were sitting around the table. We're both entrepreneurs by nature, and more so as the pandemic obviously has provided different opportunities and just different outlets for us to engage in our entrepreneurship. So we're sitting around the table, and I've always wanted to do something with him because he does a lot of different entrepreneurial things. Himself and with other people. But for me, I crave his attention. I do. I crave his attention, and I think he's brilliant. And I want, you know, to work together because I just think it's a lot of fun, and it just gives us something to do together. So that I'm just being honest. That's me. So when it came to our, we were already on our vegan journey. We already have these wonderful conversations. We already know one of our reasons is to set examples for other people. And I'll get into more about that in a little bit, why we share our journey. So we were sitting around the table brainstorming names and we're like, oh my goodness, you know, vegans, you know, what do we identify with that, you know, would set us apart as vegans and our journey. I mean, we started thinking about it. And at first he was telling me, you know, like bougie vegan or something. And I'm like, well, you're not bougie. I might be a little bit every now and then, but I'm like, you're not bougie. And so then we were like, and we do this thing where we kind of lift our nose in the air and we're like, snoot, snoot. we've been doing that for years. We just, you know, when we're talking about people that I love, we just lift our nose and we're like, snoot, you know, we just call them, you know, we're like, oh, a little snoot, snoot. So anyway, so we kind of morphed that into snooty because I'm like, well, I guess we are a little snooty.
A little bit.
A little snooty. Yeah, we like kind of.
We like what we like.
We like what we like. That's right. And that's very true. We like what we like. So then we just ran with it. You know, we're looking at you like the carrot with the ascot. I threw the carrot with the ascot because I was like,
look
this
at the face. I was like, yo, if that is not the face,
yes. I'm telling you, I love that. When I saw that shirt on the page, oh my goodness.
It's on the page in our profile, in our bio. But yes. No, so I threw that and like literally we took off. We just ran with it because one of the things about our vegan lifestyle is we are a little snooty. Like we're not gonna force our lifestyle on other people. We're not gonna if people don't really want to hear about it or they're not interested, it's not for them, it's for us. But if they would like to know, then we're more than willing to share.
Talk about it. Yeah.
That's just being snooty too. Like we're not gonna force it on you, but we'd love to have a conversation with you about it. We're gonna eat what we want to eat. We do eat, you know, whole food vegan right now, but so it's just us being able to make our own choices and do what we want to do in this journey versus listening to maybe like what other people may be doing, because it's about us and what's best for us in our bodies and our transition. So
and that's the thing real quick. I don't mean to control, but that's the thing, is just something you said real quick. I just want to highlight that you said what works for you all and your body. Because a lot of time I think people, they start to transition to plant-based or vegan because they think it's cool, or they see some celebrity doing it, or they see, you know, hot whoever or whatever, somebody doing it, and they think, oh, I'm gonna do that. And then they're you know, buying bulk of bogers and saying they're vegan. Like, no, it's more to it. So I really love that you said that. What works for you guys.
Right.
And I love that you emphasize on whole foods. Because you hear people say, oh, it's so expensive to be vegan. I'm like, what? Shoot, I can take $20 and go far. You hear me? Listen, farmers markets, local farms, the little things that I might grow on my own. I'm like, $20 stretch real far for me. But you know, people have that idea of it being expensive because they're only thinking about Boca or, you know, whoever, whatever, you know, frozen things. And not saying that you can't, you know, every now and then cheat with those things, not saying that. But what I'm saying is that is not what being a vegan is. That is not what a plant-based person is. So I just love that you highlighted what works for you guys and not based off your journey, based off someone else. So I just wanted to point that out. Beautiful that you said that.
And then, what was I going to say? Oh, and then the thing is, I think for as far as like why we decided to kind of share our journey, he and I both want to set examples, right? Like he said, we both went to college in the South, but he grew up in the South. Yeah. And so a lot of his friends, a lot of people that I know just in general, my family, my friends, don't necessarily have the most nutritious eating lifestyle. Yeah. So I'm trying to put it nicely. But rather than, like we said, us trying to tell somebody what they should or shouldn't do or should and shouldn't eat, we'd rather just set the example. And then when they see, hopefully they see our energy, they see, you know, our connection, our fitness, our, you know, things that we're doing, our movements of our body, of all of these things, then maybe they'll be like, oh, you know, what they're doing seems to be kind of working for them. And I want to reap some of those benefits too. And so by us just showing instead of telling, I think that that's like the best way to set the example.
Yeah. I mean, so. you said it perfectly. Nobody wants to be lectured to. I know I get turned off immediately when somebody starts wagging their finger. Mm-hmm. And a lot of friends and family that I grew up with are the same way. Nobody wants to be beat over the head with it. But you know, when you pop on the scene and you look good and you've got energy, I'm not saying that, I'm not trying to be vain with it, but I'm just saying like, once you get to a certain age group, once you get to a certain age, you start seeing people change a little bit more quickly, you know, physically. Mm-hmm. Mentally as well, spiritually as well. You know, there's a bit of a decline when you get to a certain age. And we started really noticing that within our friends and loved ones as well. And it's like, well, what is it that could be possibly doing that? That was one of the things that kind of like spurred our fitness, spurred our eating, spurred getting our mind right when it comes to like mindfulness and thoughtfulness and taking quiet moments to ourselves. We're just trying to figure out a way to get to know us better individually. Like Michael Claire has her thing where she has her routine that helps her get aligned and get ready for the day, and then she attacks the day like a lion. I have my thing like walking in thoughtfulness and mindfulness is my thing, where I got to move and then get inside of my own head and try and figure out what I need to do in order to attack the day. And then we started realizing that we just started getting stronger and stronger. To me personally, I think it all starts here, and then you have to get your mind right first. Right. You have to get your mind right first, and then the food allows you. Getting your mind right allows you to create the good enough habits to maintain a good healthy eating lifestyle if you're making a lifestyle change. Mm-hmm. That's just my personal philosophy. Mm-hmm. And then once you get into the habit of anything, if it's a good positive habit, that's when things really start taking off. Mm-hmm. So we started getting into the habit of good eating, and now it's just what we do. It's not like a begrudging thing. It's not something that we sigh. This is just what we do. This is our habit. This is what defines us now.
It's part of our identity. Mm-hmm.
And as a result of building that habit, you know, our life is changing because it's a good habit, and we have that energy. And so people around you pay attention and they watch and they're like, wow, how is it that you're able to have the energy to do all this? How is it that, you know, your body is not falling off a cliff as quickly as compared to somebody else's? We're all, our bodies are all going to change just due to age. There's just no way around it, but we're slowing that process down, right? So instead of wagging our finger and being like, you need to do this, that, and the third, it's just like, well, pay attention. And if you want to know, I will go out of my way to show you. We will go out of our way to show you. And just, and like you said, putting out positive examples, because people do want to change. They just don't want to be lectured into changing. They don't want to feel like what they've done in the past makes them a bad person, you know? Mm-hmm. So you got to figure out a way to change that thought process and make people think that this change is absolutely doable. It's absolutely possible. You just got to find somebody that's not going to like beat you over the head and make you look like you're some kind of bad guy because of the lifestyle that you lived from before. Nobody wants to think their parents or their aunties and uncles and grandparents are bad people because of the way they eat. That's ridiculous. It's just a choice that they made, that they have the option to change it. That's the thing, you have the option. You don't have to, but you have the option to. And if you, once you do, you may really surprise yourself of how much your body is going to reward you. I honestly don't think people really truly understand how healthy they can actually feel. I know I didn't. I had no idea that I could feel as good as I do. Like, it's surprising. And it's almost like, man, I didn't know this 10 years ago. Like, numbers wouldn't be crazy, but.
Yeah, and we got to the point when he's talking about, you know, how good we feel. Yeah. It's like one of those things where you're like, why not? Like, what, like, what is it? Like, why would you not want to feel good? Why would you not want to be healthy? Why would you not want your skin to glow? Why would you not want your insides to be working properly the way that they're supposed to? Why would you not want to live longer? Like, what is, like, why where? Yeah, like, why would you not? Why would you not?
We have, gosh, man, one of the things that I really love and appreciate about our relationship is the fact that we talk a lot. And if as you watch one of our games and vegan thoughts, that's how we like rap. That's how we go back and forth. We play Tunk, we play Dominoes, we play Monopoly, whatever it is. And we talk more than we actually play in the game. And we just right. And Michael Clare had said, you know, what is one of the things that's like keeping you going and keeping you going through this process? And it's like, because it's the, why would I not want to feel this way? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, don't get me wrong. I mean, I hear the whispers of bacon in the back of my head. I'm a human being. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and be like, I'm never going to be tempted. Bacon smells good, but that's
right.
It's just not, it's not what I want. It's not what I want in order to maintain this feeling.
That's right. And I really love how you guys are really, you know, emphasizing on the fact that it's really not about forcing somebody to do it, but it's about living it. And at the end of the day, well, you know, just real talk, a lot of us are bandwagoners, you know, and I don't mean that in a bad way, you know. So if somebody sees you doing something and in their mind, they're like, no, because people got all these misconceptions about, you know, vegans don't eat. And I'll be like, I don't know where they get that from, because I eat. OK, I love eating food. Right? I don't know where they get that from. But, you know, when you are walking it, you know, when you're walking the light, it does make people say, I wonder what they're actually doing. And when somebody can come to you and say, I ain't really in, because that's the first thing people say, I ain't really into that vegan thing. You know, I love my meat, but how you lose weight or how you look so fit or how you look so young. And then, you know, you get a chance to share that, you know. That's why one of the things I love is I love doing like little dinner parties. I love cooking for people, not telling them it's vegan. They're watching them eat, lick their fingers, lick the plate, then come back and ask for seconds and say, oh, wait, you talking about that vegan burger I just gave you? Like, wait a minute, what? What you mean? Oh, no, yeah, that was vegan. I love doing that. You know, it's hilarious, and I get a kick out of it because people, it's like it's something you said, and it's so, so very true. It does start in the mind because your mind is what stops you from doing a lot of things. If people say, nah, I ain't about that. I ain't eating no, you know, no veggie burger because I don't want no cardboard. That's what I always hear. It tastes like cardboard. I'm like, how do you know what cardboard tastes like, first of all? and then how you gonna say it, you know, it matches a burger. So I think if people get in their mindset, just like you said, if they change their mind, there's so much power in the mind. And then there's power in words, you know, and I'm talking about the words that you speak to yourself. You know, if you say it to yourself, I can't ever really be healthy, you know, I might as well just go ahead and accept that or da-da-da-da, then that's exactly what your life's going to be. But if you get to that point and you say in your mind, you know what, I do want to be better. I can be better. You know what, let me just think about this first. Those thoughts become action, which transition into your life. You know what I mean? So I totally agree with you on that. That your mindset is everything, because even those who jump on the bandwagon, like let's say because their doctor said it, if their mind isn't into it, they're gonna do it for 2-3 weeks and say it don't work and then go back to whatever they're doing, you know. So walking it, I think it's beautiful that you guys are really taking that approach, and that is such an amazing way to look at it. I love that perspective of, you want to see what I'm doing, then just look at what I'm doing. And if you want to know about it, then I'll tell you. If not, just keep on watching. And then that's just it. You know what I mean? Because you guys really do it. And I'll say this again, and I'm emphasizing on it for a reason. Because I really want whoever's listening, whatever podcast, whether they listen to it from the podcast, from your channel, you know, from the YouTube, wherever they listen at and hear that, I want people to understand that in order for you to look good on the outside, it means your insides are doing good, okay? Yes. Insides are flourishing and are moving in a way that it adds action to your life, to your hair, to your skin, to your energy, but it got to start inside. Your organs, when they're healthy, they let you know why, because your hair starts to look good. Your skin starts to shine. You can't, like she said, I'm up in the morning at 5-6. I done got the baby ready, cooked lunch, breakfast, and dinner. Going to go work out. And that's another thing real quick. Working out gives you energy too. When you work out, it actually does make you feel really good. I know a lot of people say, well, you know, they got this thing now where you don't have to work out. I totally disagree with that to like the upteenth most, because you have to move your body. You have to move your body. So I know we're winding down with the time, but I want you guys to just share that if you can real quick. is the part about fitness. Do you think that being, you know, in a workout regimen, does that really work? Does it really matter? Should you really work out? And then I would love for you guys to just add any last things that you want to add and share every single platform you got. You can share, you know, I heard you said your husband is an amazing entrepreneur. Share all that information as well. And anything else you guys feel like you want to share as we're winding down to kind of like the last, you know, like 10 minutes. Okay. So, yes.
Perfect. I am going to let him start with the movement, because movement is your thing. And then I'll talk about my fitness as well.
Yeah. What you said is so key. Movement is essential. Your body is meant to move. You're not meant to just sit in a seat all day long and watch TV. I'm not saying don't watch TV.
That's right.
We watch TV. We enjoy TV. But if you cannot just sit in a chair and not do anything. Your heart needs, it's a muscle. It needs.
I don't know what happened. I lost you guys. All right, not sure what happened. We're gonna just wait a few minutes as we wait for them to reconnect. So we kind of lost them, not sure what happened. If the screen is frozen.
Yeah, so the funny thing is, it's still recording on the anchor though. So.
Oh. There we go.
Still there we go. Okay, you guys are back. I'm like,
I know. Sorry about that. Okay, so we were talking about movement. Did you hear any of the movement? Movement?
Yeah. Okay.
It cut out on when he was saying that, you know, like you can't be just sitting in a chair, not moving and doing anything.
Okay. Yeah. And I think what terrifies a lot of people when it comes to movement is people get this idea that you have to be like this gym rat, that you have to like sit in the gym for 6 hours a day and just sweat. Honestly, and especially if you're getting older, and one of the demographics that we try to cater to is like 40 and over, because it's a different game once you start getting a little bit older. Walking is big, especially if you're getting older and you got like bad joints. Like I have like really bad knees and shoulder and stuff just from living life, right? So I'm not going to be in the gym like throwing up 250-pound weights because my body is past that. You know, but that doesn't mean that I can't stop moving. So I walk a lot. Walk. Like I could run, but why would I want to stress my joints like that? So I walk. I had to step out of my comfort zone, a really big step out of my comfort zone. And I started doing yoga. Now, you have to keep in mind, like, yoga, you doing what? You doing yoga, man? I'm like, Yeah, it saves my joints. It saves my body. I'm stretched out. It leans. It forces me to use just my own body. You know the beautiful thing about yoga? I know. I go around this. The thing I love about yoga is that you can take it anywhere. You can take it anywhere. You can travel with yoga. You can go. You don't need any weights. You just need a nice little mat and you're straight and you can get right. But if you don't have movement to go along with the eating, you're doing your body a disservice. You're making it work extra hard because you're not increasing that circulation. You're not moving that good blood through your body. You're not maximizing how much air you can have into your lungs, which pushes oxygen into the blood. And it allows you to have peaceful thoughts within yourself as well. That's why I really recommend walking to people that may not want to run and jog and hit the gym. You can get a good, decent heart rate up just from, you know, walking around in your park daily. And you can get some good moments to yourself to think things out and have moments of thoughtfulness and mindfulness. So it's just, you can't have one without the other. If you think that all you can do is just work out and eat terribly, that doesn't compute. If you think that you can just eat just a completely vegan lifestyle and not move your body at all, that's not gonna work out. You need both. They go hand in hand if you want to get the absolute full benefits of this new lifestyle that you're trying to make for yourself.
That's right. Totally agree.
For me, you know, I've done different things to keep my body moving throughout the years. I mean, I've done all kinds of dance fitness. I've taught dance fitness. I've done martial arts. I've actually competed in martial arts. Like, so, I mean, like, I've tried many, many different things. Like, and the older I've gotten, it's been a little bit, he's a hot mess. The older I've gotten, it's been a little more difficult, obviously, to keep moving and to keep motivated in order to do that. So we've done at home fitness. Mm-hmm. So that's been something that, you know, has kept us kind of healthy during the pandemic. Like he said, we walk a lot. Mm-hmm. He's gotten me actually more motivated to walk, which has been great. And then this amazing, wonderful man bought me a Peloton for my birthday this month. So that has been, yes. So that has been amazing. So that's kind of kept me on my journey as well. But I have to move my body. It helps me with stress. It helps me with anxiety. It helps me be a better mom, a better partner, a better just individual in general. So that's the benefit of it for me. I need both to coexist. I need body, spirit, and mind all together. And I know we're wrapping up.
We can talk all day.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm telling y'all. We're definitely doing a part three because I'm looking at my list and I'm like, wait, I ain't asked that. No, I'm like, y'all see my list. I'm saying like, we might have to go around and do a part three, and that's all right with me.
But yeah, there's so many other things. The different platforms, and then.
As far as the priority is Snooty Vegans, because this is something like Michael Clare said something earlier about us doing these projects together, and mm-hmm. it's just really gone such a long way of just help strengthen our bond a lot more. Because you have to depend on somebody else, you have to be responsible, you have to talk, mm-hmm. you know, and those things really help
because accountability,
yeah. Because there are days where you know you may want to work it like half pace and the other person's cracking the whip, like, nah man, we in this together.
That's right.
So I want to really just fully put all of our emphasis on Snooty Vegans. We're just on IG for the time being, and it is at Snooty Vegans. That's SNOOTYVEGANS, Snooty Vegans. And just check us out right now. We're just wanting to get in touch with everybody that enjoys our platform, that are trying to figure out if they want to make this transition, are curious. I think my part in our duo is to be the person that was resistant, because I was resistant. Michael Clare was the one that's like, no, listen, this is the way you should go. I love you and I want to keep you around. So I need you to just pay attention and let me help you. Mm-hmm. And that as a couple, it made that process of this lifestyle change so much more easier. Cause I probably would have been a lot more resistant had Michael Clare not been there to help me move that forward. And if you're in that, if you are in that position where it's difficult for you to make that transition, come check out Snooty Vegans, because we do keep it real. We talk about the ups and downs, the expectations versus the reality. So we try to just keep it 100. And then, you know, we also are snooty about it. Like, we like what we like.
Love that.
So Snooty Vegans, please come check us out. We just want to touch as many people, especially people of color. Black folk.
Say it, brother. Say it.
Black folk, man. Yeah, you know, I want us, you know, here's the thing, man. I know. Here's the thing. I'm selfish. And with my friends and family, I'm selfish because I want to grow old with my friends and family. Right. And I want them to pay attention and change their lifestyle so that I can be 80 plus years old, smacking dominoes, playing spades or whatever it is, laughing and watching our kids grow old. I want that. That's a selfish thing that I want. But unless you change your lifestyle, you're going to rob me of that, because your life will be gone. And it's not going to be of a quality life where we can do that and love each other completely. You see what I'm saying?
Yep,
so it is a bit of a selfish thing. So I'm off my soapbox.
No, stay on it. Because I love that. And you know, because we need more of us promoting real life. You understand what I'm saying? You when you talk about a role model, let your role model be somebody that is actually looking, talking, and walking the part of that they're saying, the role they're playing in your life. That's what a role model is. Somebody who plays a certain position in your life. So if the position you're playing is to make somebody's life better, to make their life more healthier, like that ain't nothing wrong with that, because you got people that are selfish to the point where it's detrimental to them and someone else. But if you're selfish to the point that it actually encourages life, then go ahead, my brother. Go ahead. Okay. Listen, Snooty. Go ahead and do it.
Come on, Snoot. Come on, go.
I love that. And I'm telling you, the fact that you can be an example that is going to change somebody's life is worth taking on that selfish perspective. Because if you are going to actually change somebody's life, where then they will start to change somebody else's life, and then they will start to change somebody else's life, and so forth and so forth, then I'm all for it, man. And listen, I'm going to be promoting you guys as much as I can. As I said, the podcast right now is streamed on about 15 different platforms. But I mean, like, I'm saying, go for it, be it. I mean, because at the end of the day, you can only do the purpose that you're given to do. And that's different from other people. So if you have been led down the path of veganism or, you know, the plant-based lifestyle because it has changed your life, why would you not want to share that with somebody else to help change their life? And that's why I'm saying it's okay to be selfish, because if you take on that it's kind of like selfishness, you know, because you're giving so much of yourself, your life, your family, you know, you're sharing your whole livelihood. This is going to open up doors for other things, because you guys are also a perfect example of what beautiful young Black love looks like, what it looks like to work together, what it looks like to grow together, what it looks like to change together. And these are the images that our young princes, you know, need to see, our young princesses need to see. And, you know, and I love, you know, expressing that about my people, because we are a very royal people. And I love to express that. So that's why, you know, I might say, you know, my beautiful sister, look at this queen right here, because that is the energy of that word will enhance in you those different traits. And I'm not talking about, you know, the way the world say it. I'm talking about, like my sister said, like mind, body, and spirit, you know? So I am with that 100. And listen, this might just be the first thing that we're doing together, because if we are all on the same path, got the same mission, but we just got different parts of that mission, why would we not want to continue to come together more to do different things, you know? We're planning, it's a couple of us that's getting together, and we're planning a sisterhood retreat. And it's a retreat for, you know, beautiful melanated women to come together, and we build on legacy, what it means to leave a legacy, what it means to, you know, walk in your legacy. Because our children that come behind us, they are only going to do what we teach them to do. So if we teach them true love, which is taking care of your health, which is loving each other, which is positivity, productivity, and doing that healthy, listen, man, I'm all for it, and right, we're gonna do it. And listen, because see, y'all, this was about to go, I was about to go deep on y'all.
No, come on. I'm here for that.
You know, it's a lifestyle that encourages a passion, that encourages self-love, and then you are overflowing with that you have enough to give to other people. So that's what I truly love about the whole plant-based lifestyle, because it's really more than just eating. It really is. Although I really do love the whole eating part, because I love to eat.
We love to eat.
We grow.
And you eat, and you get to actually eat more. I don't think people realize that. You actually do eat more. Yes. Because your body is, you know, working in its proper creation of the function, which is, you know, so listen, I tell people, yeah, y'all don't eat. I don't know who told you.
I'm like, we eat.
Oh, yeah. We grub.
Yep.
Grub.
That's right.
As a matter of fact,
I know what you said. I was like, my stomach was growling. I was like, oh, my stomach. I'm hungry now. Yeah. We're like, what are we going to eat?
Like, yeah, and this is too funny, dude, because real quick, do y'all only eat salads?
No. Oh my gosh.
I like this, please. No, I wish y'all could see the old faces.
That may be regular vegans, but not the snooty vegans. We don't eat real food. We have food that tastes good.
It tastes amazing.
Y'all, you don't just eat rabbit food.
No, we don't eat rabbit food. We don't eat cardboard. We don't know what cardboard tastes like.
First thing he's going to offer you is a salad.
Yeah, I more than salad. We very rarely eat salad. That's the best part.
That's the first thing people want to offer you is a salad. And I'll be telling you can give me a salad while I wait for the rest of my food.
Right? And then the best part is your salad. I probably can't eat your dressing that you're giving me.
No, you.
I don't want that. I'm good. I'll make my own food.
You know. That's right, man. Oh my goodness. I just I totally love y'all, man. You guys are amazing. Continue to let your light shine. Continue to encourage others to embrace this part of life. And real quick, y'all, I know I said we was going to be going about 15 minutes ago. I know. But no, I'm for real this time. I know. We wind it down. Because I want you to show your shirt so that
This is Snoop, everybody.
I love this little carrot. Oh my goodness.
All compliments of Michael Claire. She created all of this. And I'm blending in with our little screen. Snoop. That's the face that lets you know.
Listen.
If it ain't good, I'm not rocking with it. I just need you to know.
that's the we more than salad face.
Yes. That's
nice. Salad.
Salad? What you talking about? Salad. How do you know that?
That's right.
Come on, be a Snoop.
That's right. Oh my goodness. That gets on my nerve, I'm telling you. You want a salad? No, I want food. I don't want just a salad. I want food. And I love to eat. And listen, y'all, because I know I'll get into a whole nother topic. I got to a whole nother topic about seasonings and recipes.
Oh, yeah, that's part three.
You know.
I just wanted to say thank you so much for allowing us on your platform, taking that time to help reach out and touch everybody on and giving them the option to change their life. You're doing good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like really, it really goes a long way. You're leading by example. You're showing effort. You're not just talking about it. You're actually doing it. And that goes a big way. That's a big thing for us because a lot of people talk it. You don't see the action that goes behind it. And we see the action. We were listening to your podcast and we were like, all right, yeah, that's what's up. You've got vision. And that goes such a tremendously long way. And we are happy and enthusiastic in order to maintain this friendship. Because I think it's going to be nice. I think it's going to be a lovely thing.
I'm going to be harassing y'all. Y'all going to be like, listen, lady. I'm going to be harassing y'all. Because, you know, and first, I truly give all praise to the Most High, you know, because we can only be what we're allowed to be, you know. And I tell you that, and I stand on that because, I am only who I am and what I'm allowed to be because the Most High is kind to me. That's right. That is a fact, you know. And at the end of the day, if you have a life, if you have a voice, you got health, you got strength, and you ain't doing nothing, that's a very sad thing. That's a very sad thing, you know. So I'm just glad, you know, that the beautiful sister here answered the message and said yes. I was like, at first I'm like, because I'll be messaging people and they be like, all right, now, you know, when you say, when you tell people like a topic, it's like, oh, it's like, but wait, you know, yes, I love to talk, you know, that's how I got my little nickname, you know, Catch a Chat. Boy, when she started talking, you know, and my mother used to say that when I was younger, she used to call me Motor Mouth. She's like, girl, when you start talking, like, and I'm like, listen, okay. So that's one of them things that just stay with me as a child. But something my grandmother said is like, if you got something to say, say it. And that's what she, if you got something to say, say it. Just tell people you don't talk too much. You know, you just got a lot to say. But if you ain't saying something that's going to change somebody's life and encourage them, you know, and there's a difference between being encouraged and being motivated, you know. People need to be encouraged to and that's why I think what you both said is so very important about you ain't got to browbeat somebody. If they don't want to do it, they ain't going to do it. It don't matter how nice and pretty and clean and squeaky clean and shiny you try to make it look. If it ain't for them, it ain't for them, you know. Right. But if it can be for them, then you give them something, you know, that that they can cling to, you know. And that's what I love about, you know, we have this saying, you know, in my little, you know, sisterhood community, where we say about, we want to be lights that shine and not lights that blind. Because they're very, you want to be that light that attracts, you know, not with somebody looking and they're like, no.
That's right.
And the only way you can do that is by actually doing just what you guys said, being active. You got to be about what you talk about, because like you can talk all day, but I'm telling you, I have people that say, I'm vegan, I'm plant-based, I'm going to do this. I'm like, yo, you should come on the show and talk. And they're like, wait, talk about food? I'm just saying, we're going to probably talk about food. We're probably going to talk about some of the stuff too. I mean, you know, oh, well, I don't know if I'm ready to do all that. That's so, wait, but you said you're doing it already. Like, why would it be scary for you to share exactly. with somebody else if you're saying you're doing it? Because exactly. it's just what, you know, just what the brother said, you know, people talk it, but they don't walk it. That's in all areas of life, mind, body, and spirit. And I love that, my beautiful sister, that you emphasized on needing all three of those things, you know? And she was so spot on. You do need all three of those things. You cannot have one reality. Your mind can't be all whack, but your body and spirit is straight. No, your body can't be all out of whack and your mind. And no, you need all three.
Yes.
You need to couple those with action. That's what moving forward and you know, just a positive life is about. And you know, I truly do, y'all. I love everything about you guys. I love your brand. I love the carrot. I love that carrot. Okay. And I just, you know, and I do really do hope, man, that you guys truly just break down walls, barriers, doors, and everything with the whole Snooty Vegan brand, you know, and that it just turns into something so monumental that it changed millions of lives.
Thank you.
You are a perfect example of so many things. I mean, I'm in the process of with another sister doing a documentary, and that's what we're trying to work on, showcasing beautiful Black images of love. Mm-hmm. You know, people who've been together and, you know, they've worked through whatever differences and still are growing. Because that's the difference. You can be together 1,000 years, but if you ain't growing, then your relationship is fruitless. But if you can be together, you know, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and are still growing, that's a whole nother market for y'all. And I really think that y'all should tap into that, because not only have you guys been together, you know, on a long haul, but you're still together and you're still growing. Listen, just in case y'all didn't know. And that's something else that I really think other people need to see, coupled with your plant-based and your plant-based, your vegan lifestyle. I think all those things coupled together makes you guys unique, makes you guys rare. And I gotta say it again, man, like continue to shine, continue to just uniquely and genuinely be you, continue to love up on each other. People see that. Because that is something that I think is not shown on a broad level, because people act like they're scared to show that they love each other. Like, you know, people act like they're scared to, you know, say, like you said, I watched you, you know, beautifully exalt your king publicly. You know, you gave him accolades. You showed him that beautiful reverence that is due to that one that is in your life. And he did the same. And that is something that should be shared, coupled with the fact that you guys are on such an amazing, healthy journey, because that is part of the body and spirit. That is part of that body and spirit journey. So, because I'll be on a whole nother topic, okay? anywho, I told y'all got it with, you know, with the clock, y'all got to say, listen, sister, okay, you stay 15 minutes, because I've been went on 20 other topics, because I just truly enjoy talking and building with those who are positive, who are productive, and who actually want to change others' lives. Because changing your life, that's wonderful. It really is. It's wonderful. It's amazing. It's fantastic, because you start to change. But when you can affect someone else's life in the same way, now that's major. That's making moves. That's doing something when you start to change the lives of other people. You know what I mean? But okay, for real, y'all. No, for real, y'all.
Yes, ma'am.
We've enjoyed every minute.
I'm with you.
I feel like we're on the same page. Part three coming soon. No,
Absolutely. And I truly do thank you guys for taking the time out. I thank you for accepting the invitation. I thank you for sharing your journey. I thank you for sharing everything about you that you shared, you know, and I know there's so much more to share. Usually, typically, like the podcast stays to about an hour. But you know, some days it just be different. I actually do have another sister lined up that I'm going to be prayerfully interviewing within the next few hours, a beautiful young sister that's on the mission to she's like a doula, very young sister, beautiful young sister. She's a doula. She's transitioning to be a licensed midwife because her mission is helping, you know, melanated people have healthy, natural birth. It's a whole community of them, like, that I just kind of got hit to, and that's what they do. They travel and they do that. And I came across them and I was so amazed at the things that people are doing in the community that people don't know about. Everything ain't on social media and everything ain't on YouTube. And you actually have beautiful young people that are doing things for their community, that are doing things for their people. And this young sister got to be every bit of 19, I think. And I'm like, wait, yes. And then the thing about it is, it's not just her. It's like five or six of them that, and I'm just like, this is amazing, you know. But these are the things that's what you need to be seeing when you pop on the tube, that's YouTube, or Instagram. See something good. See something positive. See something productive, you know, because those things will outweigh all the other foolishness that we sometimes are tagged with. That's what I'm going to say.
We've had to go eat some real food.
That's right. It's about lunchtime too.
I'm like, woo.
Yeah, right. But I truly do appreciate you guys so much. Before we close out, again, y'all, check out Snooty Vegans on Instagram, y'all. Amazing, beautiful. There you go. I love that carrot, yo. That cat. Oh. Yo. And the carrot is like, that's right. I said it. I'm going to just.
I'm vegan.
I said it.
I'm vegan. Like, that's right. I'm vegan.
I love that. I love that. And I'm looking forward to getting my shirt. And you did say, right, sister, that the link is in the bio of you guys' Instagram page where you guys can get the t-shirt. I love it, love it, love it. Again, y'all, check them out, support them, follow them, send them messages, ask them questions, because they are always posting and always just showing such a beautiful side of what it means to live a healthy lifestyle as a beautiful melanated couple.
Thank you so much.
And I'm going to say it again, girl, because that melon is shining, boo. All right. She is gorgeous.
I'm a lucky man. I'm a lucky man.
She is gorgeous. I love to see my sisters just shining and flourishing. I mean, ain't nothing against my brothers. I ain't got nothing against my brothers. I'm just saying. I love to see my sisters just flourishing and shining in all that radiance and beauty, man, because it's true beauty. It's real beauty. And may you continue to shine, my sister.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. I love y'all.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Blessings to you all, man. I'm just so excited. And may you continue to flourish and prosper in all that you do. And in the words of our beautiful queen, she said, mind, body, and spirit. All right. All three. That's right. May you guys continue to flourish in all things. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much. Don't forget to check out the Snooty Vegans on Instagram. You all check them out. We will be loading this to our our YouTube page so you guys can actually see the actual video. And those that are on the podcast, feel free to send a message if you guys have any questions for them, and we will get those questions to them. All right, you all, peace and love. It's your sister Masuria here with the Catch a Chat podcast, and we will see you guys on the next episode. All right. Yes. All right, my beautiful people, peace and love to you.
All right. Hey, we got to make sure we tag. Everybody. Oh, we're still on. Yeah. Okay, there we go. There we go. Yeah. I just want to make sure that we tag them.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I sure will. All right, you guys.
Keep yourself on there. Keep it.